Of all places, Florida has become a hotbed of driverless car technology, and things appear to be moving pretty fast. We'll catch up on what's happening on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, WUSS Robin Sussingham takes you to Lakeland's Florida Polytechnic University, where students are starting a brand new autonomous vehicle class.
Dr. Dean Bushy is the professor piloting the new Autonomous Systems and Self-Driving Vehicles class at Florida Polytechnic University. When his cell phone rings during an interview, the theme from I Dream of Jeannie hints at Bushy's recent Air Force career. The retired colonel has a doctorate in computer science and a background in drones, and he says now is the perfect time for a course like this.
If I wanted to, every weekend I could go to an autonomous vehicles conference somewhere in some city in the United States. It's such a hot topic right now.
I'm meeting with Dr. Bushy in the lab that his students share with the cybersecurity department. The sunny room looks out over the water that encircles Florida Poly's otherworldly innovation science and technology building. 20-year-old sophomore Max Cowan joins us.
Now, this is your skateboard. There's nothing autonomous about it, right?
No, that is my longboard. It's push-powered, my feet.
Max is one of the 24 students taking the semester-long course. He's excited about the future of self-driving cars.
I think around 2035, when it is a widely adopted technology, that we're going to look back on this era of driving our own cars as silly. We could avoid so much death and so much pain with everybody using a self-driving car. Eliminating human error is a big deal for any industry, and automating driving would be a huge deal.
The students will take baby steps toward that goal of autonomy. They'll engineer their yard-long cars to drive in a straight line, make turns, and avoid obstacles with no outside guidance. A small team of students will work on each car.
Yeah, it's got little rubber wheels, it's got shocks, it's got Ackerman three-point steering right here, you can see.
For the final exam, Bushy will set up a mini Grand Prix course down the hallway, and the cars will race each other autonomously. The autonomous vehicle class is launching just as the university prepares to break ground on SunTrax. Bushy says that Florida Poly is partnering with the Florida Department of Transportation on this new facility, which will test tolling and self-driving technology.
You know, I've got big visions. We potentially could team up with an automobile manufacturer downtown, and we could actually bring a car out here, and the kids could actually put together an autonomous vehicle, not just a 1/10 scale model. They could figure out all the components that go into building a car. But that's dreaming big, obviously.
Because it's an emerging technology, there's no well-established model on which to base the course. Florida Poly is working with MIT in Boston to co-teach the class.
I went up and visited MIT. They've taught this course for 2 semesters now, and they also have a summer course.
So new for MIT. 2 semesters.
There is hardly any university that offers a degree or a program in autonomous vehicles. It's brand new.
It may be new, but the enthusiasm for autonomous vehicles among its proponents knows no bounds. Bushy admits there will be societal shifts, unintended consequences, threats to privacy, but he says the benefits far outweigh the risks.
This is a big deal as far as safety, accidents, traffic, transportation. This is a game changer.
For Florida Matters, I'm Robin Sussingham.
Self-driving cars on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.